From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with the E. coli outbreak that has much of Europe on edge. Scientists have begun to study the bacterium behind the outbreak, and they say it's both rare and aggressive. So far, 18 people have died, almost all in Germany, and many hundreds more have been hospitalized.
In a moment, we'll hear about how the specific strain of E. coli wreaks havoc inside the body and how it's being treated. But first, NPR's Philip Reeves reports on efforts in Europe to find the source of the bacterium.
Researchers have the germ under the microscope. It's not a pretty sight. The World Health Organization said earlier today it's a new strain of the sometimes deadly bacterium E. coli. But health authorities in the US and Britain had a closer look and say they've actually seen it before, but only in isolated cases. One thing's certain, this is the first time this vicious strain of E. coli has been associated with a major outbreak. Professor Hugh Pennington's a microbiologist at Aberdeen University in Scotland.
It certainly is as nasty as any of these particular kinds of E. coli that we've seen in the past.
More than 1,600 people are infected so far. The great majority of these are in Germany, although there are cases in at least 10 European countries and 2 suspected cases in the US, spread there by recent travellers to Germany.
We're advising anyone who's been to Germany and has symptoms, and that's of bloody diarrhoea or other things which they may be concerned about, if they have been to Germany, they should seek urgent medical attention.
That's Dr. Dillis Morgan from the Health Protection Agency in Britain, which has 7 cases. Health authorities in Europe are urgently trying to track down the source of the outbreak. The Germans initially blamed cucumbers from Spain, but changed their minds. They now just say there's a strong link to salad vegetables. That's all they know. The source could be anywhere in the production chain, from the farm to the fork. Professor Pennington says finding the source is critical.
If one could pinpoint the source, one can then do something about it and be absolutely certain that that source has now been stopped. And of course that's a problem for the Germans, they haven't been able to do that.
The bug's also poisoning diplomacy. The Spanish are angry with the Germans for falsely accusing their cucumbers. They say this has cost them dearly and lost business, and they're demanding compensation. Alvaro Torres has a vegetable stall in Madrid. He says shoppers have stopped buying cucumbers. A couple of 100 miles to the east, in Valencia, farmers dumped a big pile of fruit and veg on the doorstep of the German consulate as a protest. Relations between the European Union and Russia are also taking a hit. The EU exports hundreds of millions of dollars worth of vegetables to Russia every year. The Russians are now blocking this trade until the source of the outbreak's found. Frédéric Vincent, health spokesman for the European Commission, says they're overreacting.
We don't think it's the right move. We think this is disproportionate. And we have a safety system in the EU which is working. We do have a health situation at the moment in Germany, but we're dealing with it.
The European Commission's protested to the Russians, demanding they drop the ban immediately. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.